I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It is a timeless tradition, or it used to be anyway, the back-to-school essay, what I did on my summer vacation. In the case of Katty Kay, anchor for BBC World News America in Washington, she spent her summer in Europe, but it's what she saw when she recently returned to the U.S. It seems to have really put her summer in perspective, and not necessarily in a good way. Katty, welcome back to the States.
Thank you. It's good to be home.
Maybe welcome is not the right word. Your essay is filled with a lot of shock at what you see in this country you watch so closely. What changed in the few weeks you were away?
Well, two things really struck me, and one is internal and one is external. So it's how America feels about itself and how the rest of the world is feeling about America. I spent a few weeks in the UK, in France, and in Spain. And it really struck me when I was traveling in Europe, the degree to which Europe is feeling more confident at the moment. And I would say it's largely continental Europe. Brexit is clearly a big issue for Brits. But in France, they've just elected a new young president. There's a sense of economic revival. He is pushing ahead with reforms. And they are feeling that the center of global gravity, if you like, is shifting to Europe. And there was almost a sense of dismissiveness about the United States. Repeatedly, people said to me, well, nothing can get done in America anyway. And so we're going to have to figure out ways to push ahead on key issues like climate change and trade pacts. And you can see that. You can see the Germans are doing that. Angela Merkel is talking to the Chinese. She's talking to the Indians about critical issues. The Europeans are talking to each other about how they can lead on things like climate change. And when they spoke about America, it was as of a country that had lost its way, that had lost its leadership, that wasn't very valuable, almost with a sense of dismissiveness. And I use that word very carefully, but after 4 weeks in Europe, that was my overriding impression.
And how are Europeans seeing the situation here more broadly? Like, what were the burning questions everyone on the continent wanted you to answer?
Well, look, everyone is still fascinated by Donald Trump. But they're fascinated in him in a way, you know, people kept talking about, you know, Game of Thrones or some reality TV show, almost like what's happening in the White House is some kind of entertainment freak show. I mean, that's really the impression I got, that people are rolling their eyes and thinking, oh, my God, there the White House goes again. It's so chaotic. The president doesn't know what he's doing. Nothing can get done in Washington. And then you have, you know, the foul-mouthed language that came out. I went down to breakfast after Scaramucci's comments and had to censor what was in the news from my 84-year-old mother. I mean, that's the kind of...
That was the comments you made to the New Yorker magazine.
Exactly. Yeah. And that, you know, you kind of think, if I'm having to censor the news, I'm used to censoring the news for my kids, but not for my 84-year-old mother. That kind of language I just didn't want her to have to hear over breakfast. And that's, it's that diminishment, a mixture of dismissiveness and, wow, it's really crazy, was the overriding impression that I got amongst Europeans in terms of their view of the States right now.
As someone who lives and breathes the U.S. and done so for 20 years, I mean, it's also your home. How does all this make you feel?
Yeah, and I'm the mother of four children who have dual nationality. They have British passports, but they also have American passports. I think I feel very concerned about this. We are living in a time where global power balances are shifting. We've come out of the kind of post-Cold War honeymoon, and China is flexing its muscles in Asia, and Russia is flexing its muscles in Europe. And this would be a very good time to have strong, clear moral leadership from the United States, but we don't have it. And that's a problem for the U.S. and for the rest of the world. And as somebody who lives here to see the country so riven by divisions and to see those scenes in Charlottesville, of people carrying swastikas in the streets of an American city, that is, it's not just heartbreaking, it's scary and alarming. And as somebody who comes from a continent that has seen those images, not in my lifetime, but certainly in my parents' lifetime, I know how distressing that is. But it's this sense of lack of global leadership, actually, that I find almost more concerning, that America is ceding its place to other countries.
Katty Kay, anchor for BBC World News America in Washington, thanks very much for your thoughts. Really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.